All right now, Monica is waiting at the train station in St. Jerome, right? Waiting for the next train?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
And you texted us, you said your husband loves magic, so you really want to win these four passes to see Champions of Magic on December 15th.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, we are pulling for you. You know how Smarter Than Sam works, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, every morning we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Take a deep breath and good luck, Monica.
Thank you.
Okay, Monica. What city would you find the Guggenheim Museum in?
Pass.
According to the proverb, what is the pen mightier than?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Until 2004, what size could you order at McDonald's that was larger than large?
Pass.
Carpe diem translates to what in English?
Pass. I don't know any of these.
What do you call a garage for airplanes?
A garage for airplanes. An airport?
Ooh. There's the buzzer. It's okay, Monica. Yeah. It's really nerve-wracking once the clock is ticking and you're on the radio, isn't it?
It's tougher than you think.
And those questions were hard today.
They were tough today, I agree. Now, Sam has a lot of practice, so I wouldn't say this is...
And talent.
I wouldn't say... Well,
and intellect, yes.
Wouldn't say this is a fair fight, but you're taking on Monica, and she's amazing.
I'm sure she is. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So is this guy.
She's more fun. No, I'm kidding. You're
We're just
fun
dishing it out for him.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock for you, Sam.
Let's do it.
What U.S. city would you find the Guggenheim Museum in?
New York City.
According to the proverb, what is the pen mightier than?
The sword.
Until 2004, what size could you order at McDonald's that was larger than large?
Pass.
Carpe diem translates to what in English?
Seize the day.
What do you call a garage for airplanes?
It's a hangar.
Until 2004, what size could you order at McDonald's that was larger than large?
I'm going to say super size.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You want to take it back?
No.
Okay. Just double checking.
Thanks for the offer, though.
You're welcome.
No.
All right, let's go through these questions. What U.S. city would you find the Guggenheim Museum? It is NYC. Sam was correct on that one.
Nice.
According to the proverb, what is the pen mightier than? The pen is mightier than the sword. And Sam was correct on that one.
Also the pencil.
Maybe.
Because it's indelible.
Until 2004, what size could you order at McDonald's that was larger than large? Super size, like Super Size Me.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah, Sam was correct on that one. Carpe diem translate to seize the day in English. Sam got that one right. And a garage for airplanes would be called a hangar. And Sam was correct on that one. Woo. Oh, Monica, I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's okay, but sounds amazing.
Oh, you're so
thank
nice.
You. Sorry, I have to say.
Thank you.
His head is growing.
Yeah, he didn't
I
need
know,
that.
I know.
Did you just hear him? Did you just hear himself call himself an intellect and talented human being?
I said they
yes,
were.
I know that.
I said they were among some of my qualities.
they are. We are going to keep him, Monica. So no worries there.
Yes, that's good.
Thanks so much for playing and thanks for listening every morning.
I hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Thank you so much.
You too.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy the sunshine. All right, we're saying good morning to Lynn in Montreal West. Good morning, Lynn. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. So you're ready for the weekend, looking forward to it, and you thought you'd take Sam down today to get it started.
You bet.
Amazing. All right, so you know how to play the game, right?
Yes.
All right, Sam is in his isolated booth. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Lynn, snapping, box, and sea are types of what animal?
Turtle.
What animated movie features a red-billed bird named Zazu?
Aww.
Rio?
What country would you find the outback in?
Australia.
Who would you see wearing a habit?
A priest?
Piper, Crazy Eyes, Tasty, and Red are all inmates on this Netflix series.
Orange is the New Black.
Nice
work.
Nice.
That's all the questions.
Very
okay.
Nice.
Got them all in there. Sam is coming back in from his isolated booth.
Okay, cool.
Listening to the Friday song in your headphones.
Oh, yes. Because you know that only means one thing.
What does it mean, Sam?
It's Friday.
Oh, that's it.
Listen to the song. If the message is in the song.
Can't get anything past Sam. All right, 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm ready.
Snapping, box, and sea are types of what animal?
Turtles.
What animated movie features a red-billed bird named Zazu?
Lion King?
What country would you find the outback in?
Australia.
Who would you see wearing a habit?
Pass.
Piper, Crazy Eyes, Tasty, and Red are all inmates on this Netflix series.
I'll guess Orange is the New Black.
Who would you see wearing a habit?
Smokers?
A habit?
They wear a habit every day. I don't know. I don't even know what a habit is.
You're not thinking on the right track there.
Right. Not really close.
Okay, let's see how you guys made out this morning. Snapping box and sea are types of what animal?
Turtles?
Yeah, they're turtles. You were both correct on that one.
Nice.
What animated movie features a red-billed bird named Zazu? It's a Lion King. Mm. I actually, when I was a teenager, I named my kitten after Zazu.
Oh, come on.
That is a great cat name.
I know. God rest his soul. moving on. What country would you find the outback in? The answer is Australia.
Okay.
And you're both correct on that one. Sam, you were the only one correct on the Lion King one, by the way.
Okay.
Who would you see wearing a habit? A nun wears a habit.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is it just the headpiece or is it the whole uniform?
It's the whole. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
We're learning.
All right. So neither one of you got that one, right? And the final question, Piper, Crazy Eyes, Tasty, and Red are all inmates in this Netflix series. It's Orange is the New Black. So you're both correct on that. Unfortunately, just by one lousy question.
Zazu!
That makes Sam the winner this morning. I'm so sorry, Lynn.
That's okay.
You did a great job. Try again soon, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Have a good morning.
Thanks. You too. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye. All right.